This is Fresh Air. Nick Lowe and Eric Goulden were both part of the first wave of British punk rock in the 1970s. Goulden performed under the name Reckless Eric, and Lowe produced Eric's best-known song, Whole Wide World, in 1977. Now both men have new separate recordings. Lowe has a 4-song EP he's cut with the band Low Straitjackets. It's called Love Starvation Trombone. Reckless Eric's new album is called Transience. Rock critic Ken Tucker reviews both.
I woke up early with love starvation, hugging my pillow all alone in a rickety bed. Baby, if it's any consolation, the needle's in the red. It only hit me when I went by a mirror, just when I saw what was written all over my face. I'm suffering love starvation, a very bad case.
At age 70, Nick Lowe still makes awfully spry music. It helps, he knows, to hook up with new collaborators who are, if not young themselves, at least younger. Los Straitjackets, the Nashville-based instrumental outfit with whom Lowe has now recorded 2 EPs. The song that started this review is a new Nick Lowe tune called Love Starvation. Lowe also has a music nerd's appreciation for obscure oldies, like his cover of a song produced by Phil Spector in 1961 for the singer Sammy Turner. This is Nick Lowe and Los Straitjackets' beautiful version of Raincoat in the River.
I'm gonna throw my raincoat in the river, gonna toss my umbrella in the sea. The sun's gonna shine like never before. It ain't gonna rain on me no more, 'cause my baby's coming back to me. Hey, did you see my raincoat in the river sinking down ever further out of sight? For each drop of rain that fell on my face, I know we'll share a sweet embrace, 'cause she'll be back in my arms tonight. Well,
as a bratty punk in the 1970s, Eric Goulden made his mark as Reckless Eric with the great single Whole Wide World. Now in his 60s, Eric is looking back on his youth, specifically as the son of his father. Like a lot of mature men, Eric now sees the virtues of the parent he used to rebel against, recognizing similarities and acknowledging the debts we owe our dads. This album, Transience, contains 8 songs, and among those backing him up is Amy Rigby, to whom he is married, and who made one of 2018's best albums, The Old Guys, which was produced by Eric. Like Nick Lowe, Eric has always favored music that sounds bashed out quickly. The idea is to be artful about seeming artless. You can hear this aesthetic at work on a lurching, clattering song such as Strange Locomotion.
Strange Locomotion.
achievement for both Nick Lowe and Reckless Eric is to have made new music that connects to old music without maudlin nostalgia or huffy defensiveness. These are men comfortable with the old guys they've become, refusing to let age dim their passion for the music that means the most to them. In other words, they rock.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed new recordings by Nick Lowe and Reckless Eric. On tomorrow's show, helping your kids survive and thrive in their college years. We talk with psychologist B. Janet Hibbs and psychiatrist Anthony Rostain about the challenges of parenting one of the most stressed-out generations of teens. Hibbs helped her son navigate his way through severe depression and anxiety. Their book is called The Stressed Years of Their Lives. Hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our associate producer of digital media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. Have a great Memorial Day. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bean Gould.